This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program, Jana Barletson, Promotion Director with the Yancey County Health Department, and Elizabeth Gibbs, who is with the Yancey County Farmers Market. And they are with us today to talk about new information and programs at the Farmers Market. Elizabeth, what can people find at the Yancey County Farmers Market?
The Yancey County Farmers Market will be offering the freshest and most seasonal local vegetables and fruits. All of the produce you'll find at the Farmers Market comes from Yancey County or, in some cases, Mitchell County farmers. This time of the year, you'll find things like strawberries, fresh greens, spring onions, fresh herbs. There'll be lettuce, radishes, kale, sunflowers. Throughout the season, you can find things like baked goods, honey, eggs, jam, plants. We also have a couple of vendors with pastured beef and pork. Since the offerings are seasonal, you'll find things as they mature in the fields. In a little while, we'll have cucumbers and summer squash, green beans. In July, hopefully by late July, we'll have heirloom tomatoes and peppers. Beans and corn will be coming into the market. And in the fall, you'll find fresh apples from Yancey County and winter squash. Keep in mind, these vegetables will be way fresher than what you can find in the grocery store because everything has been picked fresh to be sold at the market. There's such a wide variety of local fresh produce there. It's visually stunning, and the colorful flowers and plants and crafts also. I like to encourage people to come to the farmers market because they are supporting the local economy and helping to protect farmland in Yancey County. It's such a beautiful county.
Jana, tell us about cooking demonstrations and food samplings.
Yes, we're starting some new cooking demonstrations and food samplings at the farmers market this year, second Saturday of every month. The regular market hours are Saturdays from 8:30 to 12:30. So the second Saturday, starting June 6th, we'll be featuring pasta with beans and greens. And we're choosing this because it's so versatile. You can use any beans you want, dried beans like pinto beans, kidney beans, white beans, and you can use any kind of leafy greens you want in this recipe, whatever you have on hand or whatever you choose to purchase at the farmers market, like kale, turnip greens, mustard greens, even lamb's quarters are at the market and also in most people's backyards. And then July 11th, we'll have squash fritters.
Squash what?
Squash fritters. This is a way to use your summer squash or your zucchini and add some onion and cornmeal, and we're going to fry them up in an iron skillet. And in August, we're going to have a tomato fest at the market where people will be able to sample a variety of locally grown tomatoes, including heirloom tomatoes, and vote on your favorite. We'll have some homemade salsa with locally made tortillas and a chance to try tomato with goat cheese made from the county. And then in September, we'll have some of the local meats like the beef and pork available to taste. And in October, we'll do some soups.
The market is real excited about these food demos because it will help introduce new foods to people. This year, the farmers market is accepting EBT cards as well as credit and debit cards. Through a grant program administered out of Chapel Hill, we have the ability to swipe people's EBT cards, which is, by the way, food stamp benefits, as well as swipe credit cards and debit cards. Folks that want to use their EBT benefits at the market can come to an information table where there's a machine for them to swipe their card and get the amount of money they'd like to use at the farmers market in the form of $1 wooden tokens. They can then go spend these wooden tokens at participating vendors who are selling food. And by the way, the farmers market also accepts farmers market nutrition program coupons, which are issued to WIC recipients.
Questions about EBT, you can call 675-4739. Questions about the farmers market in general, call 675-9716. Yancey County Farmers Market behind Burnsville Town Center. And the regular market hours are 8:30 until 12:30. We thank you very much for joining us today. Elizabeth Gibbs with the Yancey County Farmers Market and Jenna Barletson, Promotion Coordinator with the Yancey County Health Department. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.